just impossible to record the breadth of truth.
Literally, that is the part that is the most annoying to me. Literally,
is that if you or I on any given day comport ourselves differently on a show, people are going to make sweeping statements, ideas. You know what I mean, about what that means about who we are. And I just, disclaimer: you really don't know people that you don't know.
Literally.
And I know that like we're pretty familiar, and like we do like. You know, it's important to me to be authentic. I know it's important to you. And so what you see is what you get, but it's not the whole thing.
I think on the surface, the person inside of me who wants to be, who seeks approval and who wants for people to like her mm-hmm. is like sad and also deeply exposed and feel like very, very vulnerable. And also like nobody actually knows me or has any idea of, there's so much that we don't talk about, and the amount that the final edit can skew perspective is tremendous.
Totally.
And it feels like really frustrating for me. I don't want for our creativity to be stemmed or stalled or halted or whatever word I'm looking for because of some random person who's having a bad day and they just wanted to make somebody else have a bad day too.
This episode of Dear Jessamine has profanity, sex talk, weed smoking, and a bunch of other shit that's just not for everybody. You also may not agree with the stuff we say or how we say it.
And we think that's great. We're recording today from stolen Ohlone land.
We promote cannabis medicine to people over 21. If you're not 21, come back when you are.
Hey, Jessamine.
Hey, Ash. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I kind of want to say hi to Kylie, too. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, Kylie.
Hi.
What are you calling in this week?
This might be a whole other tangent, but I'm calling in the power of microdosing psilocybin.
Oh, yeah.
For my work day. Finding the right dose, just like you should with cannabis. But, yeah, it's been a real game changer, just like allowing sort of like access to parts of my brain that I feel like are shut off a lot of times by just my normal circuits of like anxiety and fear. It shit just gets interrupted, and I find myself on the exit ramp choosing some like more spacious thinking and feeling. So I'm trying to get down the balance of like real focus, and it's working. I mean, I'm finding a lot more productiveness. This week by not having, for instance, big fights with you. I'll like lose a whole day just like having an emotional breakdown around whether or not I'm lovable. Mm-hmm. And I think the psilocybin helps like take that question sort of off the table. We're all lovable. We're all supposed mm-hmm. to be here kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I'm like, okay, well, if we're lovable and we're having conflict, that must just mean we're having conflict and that we're humans or something. And then I can move on with my day.
Yeah, literally.
That's not an exact scenario, but I feel like that would be because I haven't had these day losses of to my like freak outs in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Which if you're like me, that's a huge thing to celebrate. And if you're like me in a pandemic, that's an especially huge thing to celebrate. I just feel like there have been so many days that I just couldn't get out of bed, or that I'd be sitting at my desk and just not being able to work because I'd be like freaking out, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it feels like a blessing to have access to that option with no pharmaceuticals as of yet. I would if I needed that, but I might need that, but I just haven't yet. And so it feels nice to do a plant.
I feel you. I feel the same way about that plant, about all the plants that are consumed. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah. What are you calling in?
This week, I'm calling in honesty of the truth variety. No, a lot of times I will try to find the most diplomatic way of saying something, which can sometimes skirt the line of honesty. And the main issue with that for me is that I don't get my point across, and that is very frustrating. And this has been a problem for me my entire life. And the astrology is ripe for me to just be honest, even regardless of the consequences of that. And so I'm just trying to stand in that.
Hell yeah. That's fucking hard.
Yeah. It's also a requirement. Like, yeah. I'm at a place in my life and career where I can't not anymore. Mm. And like, I have to be, I spent so much time trying to be liked by other people and like trying to find ways for people to like, I'm sure, frankly, and I hate the way this sounds in my head, but I'm going to say it. I'm sure it's like trying to have people like sympathize with me or empathize with me, oh, or wow, like connect with me or some shit like that. And I don't, I don't really have any critique of that. Mm-hmm. I just know it to be a really ineffective way of communicating and mm-hmm. really like, I don't know how to manage all of these different corners and have so many different people and different personalities and different needs receiving feedback without me being 100% honest, regardless of what it sounds like. So that is it's a place to learn from.
As your partner, I would just continue to remind you that there's a way to say it all honestly, no matter how it sounds, and it still not be like hurtful, mm-hmm. which I think I've experienced this much younger age, and I see you sort of doing, just because we're built different, but that there's like this, like you have to get mad before you can tell the whole truth kind mm-hmm. of thing. And you do, I don't know that I've never seen you do it at work, except for with me. And I see, and like we do it at home sometimes in this way that's like, oh, it's like, we'll be talking and you'll be like, no, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine. And then I'll be like, no, 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 no. And you're like, fine, now I'm mad and I'll tell you the truth. You know what I mean?
It's, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm just saying like, I think what you're talking about is that sort of push towards like saying it, even if you're not saying it, even if it's not being pushed to say it or something, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Being pushed over the edge and being able to say it then. I just feel like I actually have experienced you recently doing a lot more like, yeah, getting there before you're mad kind of thing with me. Yesterday, you know, it doesn't matter. There's been a lot of me being like, thank you for saying that. Mm. Thank you for saying it just like that. Like, thank you for saying the whole thing, even though I know that you know that I might not like to hear that.
Well, what happens is that I get worried about hurting the other person's feelings. Mm-hmm. And then, but really I'm worried about hurting my feelings. Like mm-hmm. I'm projecting how I think I would feel mm-hmm. onto that person. Mm-hmm. And then I get scared of having to receive that emotion from them. So then I change the way that I was going to react, which none of this all it does is just make the road to the truth longer. Because mm-hmm. to your point, like eventually anger is going to bring it to the surface. And like, if you're not, if I'm not actually angry, then like I can just say it. And even if it is harsh, the way that I say it, I think I've received critique also about the way that I offer feedback. Mm. Like there have been times that I've given you feedback at work, like expressed that it was hard to, even me saying expressed is finding a diplomatic response. It's been you being like, well, that was a fucked up way to say that or something like, or like, wow, that hurt my feelings.
But that's
like,
just, that's what I'm saying is that like, it's those times that you wait until you're really angry before you say the thing. Get out of my office as an example. Don't
that time, man, I said what I meant that time.
Don't smoke weed on
yeah, don't smoke weed on work calls.
Which I laugh because obviously don't smoke weed at work, right? But then also I think that it's sometimes kind of important to smoke weed on WeGo High calls. I don't know. So that's a really different work.
I didn't say on WeGo High calls.
No, I know. I'm just talking about there's a nuance. And it's only funny to me because people are like, yeah, obviously don't smoke weed at work, idiot. You know what I mean? But I'm like, I mean, there's a little nuance there. But I didn't say anything back. I was like, oh, yeah, sounds right. You know? But I know that the way you worded it, because you're so diplomatic, the way you were so direct about that, I could tell there was a piece of you that was angry. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I was definitely angry.
Yeah, definitely mad. No, I'm just, this is an example where you're very, very direct when you're mad. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wonder what being really direct and not mad at the same time would sound like too.
I don't know why you are trying. Okay, I don't know if we need to talk about this
sorry,
right now.
My bad. You're literally. Right. This is literally just what you're calling.
No,
you.
Sorry, because you and I have a work relationship. This is the honest thing. You and I have a work relationship that is specific to our romantic relationship. And if we did not have this work relationship, there are some ways that you and I would communicate that I don't. And I'm. And that is the place that I've come to with you, where I'm like, I cannot change the way that I communicate with you because we're in a relationship. And so I think that that is what you were receiving also.
Change the way.
Like that.
Like you can't be nicer to me because we fuck?
Yeah.
You're not. You don't talk to anybody on the team the way you talk to me.
I don't think you understand where I'm coming from at
all. Oh, I do. I do. I do. I do. I get, okay. There's a lot of things that, I was telling somebody this on the team. I was like, you know, I wouldn't be hired at this. The level at which you hire at this point, like, I would not be hired if I like put my papers in. You know what I mean?
That's not even the issue. It's that you are so disrespectful and can be very difficult to work with and very aggressive in a way that I find inhibits progress at work. And I feel like because of our relationship, I will sometimes, I will cherry pick my words and I'll try to find the best way to communicate. And that is one of the things that has to come to an end.
Progress has been so inhibited since I've been here. We've done so little growing and just minimal access to more things, doing new stuff, ideas sparked.
I didn't say that. I don't think that that's the case.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're calling it honesty. Love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, calling it honesty.
Gotta love it. Honestly, I think I've been stalling for 36 minutes on not wanting to talk about this topic.
Well, it was funny that you said that anger will bring the emotion to the surface because this weekend I got very angry and damaged my cell phone in the process. And it was something that that kind of emotional reaction is something that I attribute to me since we've been together and the different emotional situations that we have come into together because I've never done anything like that in the past.
Do you want to say what you did?
I don't actually, and this is, I'm sure, one of the reasons that someone would be like,
no,
like I'm feeling more of a connection to Ash. No. She talks more. I don't want to because I don't want to, I need to be selective with my words about this particular, the specifics of that, the outburst. But, and I hope that you understand why.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But we were in a situation this weekend that really did bring a lot of different things to light in our relationship and in, I mean, really in my understanding about bringing a new partner into a relationship and all of these different things. So, yeah, it's what's new in paradise this week.
It is what's new in paradise. And, you know, cannot tell you, back to my point earlier, I just am so grateful for the opportunity to learn alongside you and like get creative and really queer this relationship. I don't know. I'm so giggly. Yeah, I think that, do you want to talk about what happened? Sort of breakdown, general overview.
So you and I, this guy reached out to me on FetLife and he said that he was going to be in town this particular weekend.
It was like weeks ago.
It was a while ago that he reached out. I was not really that interested, mostly because I don't really care. I don't know how else to put that, but
you have a full life.
Yeah, I just wasn't really thinking about it that much, but I did. I was interested in meeting up with him. He identifies as a Dom, which I'm a switch, and I find myself emotionally topping a lot. No, but so this guy, yeah, he's a Dom. And I was like, I was definitely open to meeting up with him. But he says he's in town. He's clearly reaching out to a lot of people to see if he can like get his shit together. Because he said in one of his messages that he had another friend that would want to meet up with us. So I was like, oh, okay, dope. Like he's like circling the wagons.
He also hit me up.
But so that's the thing. So he hit you up also totally separately. No idea that we're together. Mm-hmm. You immediately said that we, that you knew that he had been talking to me and that we are together. And then from that point forward, it became very clear that the three of us were going to meet up. Does that feel accurate mm-hmm, to you? Sure. So all last week, the three of us were on a group text. Mm-hmm. And then each of us had an individual text with him. Literally, dude. So, no, okay. There's somebody listening to this who's like, don't do this shit.
Let me just jump in to say that, like, okay, his style of domination is very, like, psychological. It's, like, gentle and very, like, do what I say because I said it and you know you want to.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that style. I, in fact, have that kind of style when I switch. Mm-hmm. So I get it and I can dig it, you know. Mm-hmm. But like you, I don't really care that much. And so it's sort of fun. Like, it's supposed to be a game. As far, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be like a, like I used to go play pickup basketball on the weekends at the YMCA. Exactly the same to me. 100%. We're texting about, you know what, I don't even know. Where's your favorite place to play pickup basketball? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you like to do one-on-one or do you like to do three-on-three? You know what I mean? It's just like, that's how I felt like the best translation for like, why do I do this? It's literally just fun. It's literally planning a game. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Dungeons and Dragons, y'all get together at night in your basement. Me too. You know what I mean? It's like that.
Literally.
But nothing that seriously different. If you can't make it to the Dungeons and Dragons game, I'd be like, oh man, such a bummer. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted to play. I was so excited to play this game together, whatever. So just to give a little context for that, this is more, color, texture. Mm. Go ahead.
No, that's please. So we have plans to meet up on Saturday. We did have, so I think that I was feeling a little bit more interested in meeting up with him in general than you were.
Well, and again, it's just a game. I'm literally like, if I'm even slightly tired, I started a new project. I was really excited to do it all weekend. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it way more than I wanted to play this game with this stranger that I had lost interest in because I'm an Aries. By the time it was time for him to visit 2 weeks in, mm-hmm. I was other shit had. I don't know what to tell you. That's just sort of how my heart works. My brain works. Mm-hmm. It was also sketching me out. There was a point at which I was like, wait a second, we have separate text threads because your psychological domination includes this sort of having power over our connection. And so
wait,
I was, that's why I was weirded out is that like part of what he wanted to dominate was how you and I relate to each other.
Oh my God. He was being so boring with that shit. Yeah. This is my thing. You don't know us at all. So I don't even really care about this text conversation that much because when we get together as three adults, we will have a full conversation about what is going to happen. Literally. Like, I'm not just going to jump up in some shit with you, not some psychological shit. But he was playing the right keys with me. Like, I felt like there are very few people that I will sub to. Like, that is not something that I feel comfortable doing with really like anybody. And so many men on FetLife in particular call themselves doms. And not I don't think they are. I think they're misogynists.
Yeah.
And that they want to have a controlled space where they don't have to listen to women.
That's right.
And so they are like, it's just to varying degrees of consent culture, like how far they're going to push
it. That's exactly right.
So, but I would like to learn more about this. I'm in a period of deep education around kink and understanding spirituality and kink through spirituality.
That's right.
And so I'm like, you know, I'll bite. Like, this guy is, he's communicating in a way that does not repulse me. And like, I am aroused by it. And he's playing with our dynamic in a way that is really interesting and hot in a big way. And so I'm like, let's roll the dice. Let's see what happens. Totally. But by the weekend, you were like, I'm not trying to do this anymore.
Definitely.
And I was like, I'm not trying to do it without you. So if you're not trying to do it, that means that I'm not trying to do it, but I am trying to do it. Mm-hmm. And then that turned into you saying that we weren't going to do it.
That's
you said you weren't going to do it. And then I was like, okay, so we're not doing it. But then you were like, okay, no, I'll do it. And then I was like, okay.
Okay, can I just jump in a little bit? It's okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we were doing it. We were gung-ho. You and I are both finding time sort of outside of our work moments to like be involved in this group text as well as these individual texts, which was, you know, at first I was like, okay, if this is something, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that would be so interesting if, like, when I was wanting to be alone or wanting or out with a friend or dating somebody or whatever, you dating somebody is great. I date somebody. I feel like great. Like how amazing could this be? So I was pretty open to it in the beginning. I was playing along with some of the role playing that I feel like was fun. I'm a performer. I enjoy being, you know, getting it right. All these things, very fun. All this, very, very fun. And then, you know, the week carried on. I feel like my work picked up randomly and like unexpectedly and a lot in a moment, halfway through the week. And I got really into it. And so I got less into this other game I was mm-hmm. playing. And I think that upset him a lot to not have that control. And not knowing each other, I was kind of like, okay, wait a second. You're upset about not having this kind of control. And that's not hot to me. Like for you to be able to be flexible and nimble and pivot, that's hot to me. Because like, I'm not going to be one way all the time anyway. And so if I change slightly in a way that you don't like, I don't care. I'm not going to not do that, you know? And so then it got the attitude I'm bringing right now and the tone with which I'm talking about it, it's sort of where I got to. But I didn't communicate because I could tell that if I could just get over my brattiness, you know what I mean? Then I could have this great fun time this weekend and like not upset you and meet this new person and see what's what and not let, I don't know, my man hating or something get in the way, you know, which is all that. My man hating is exceptionally valid. It's kept me so safe my whole life. So not my whole life, but after certain moments that I needed to develop it, it kept me safe after that. So I'm here for my man hating. I don't hate men that don't earn it. You know what I mean? Period. I don't just come out swinging. But anyway, so I was kind of like trying to be like, check myself. Like maybe I'm just being hard on this guy. Nobody's perfect, blah, blah, blah. But then I think my gut just fucking lost her goddamn mind.
Okay, can we go back? Okay, you're talking about like how you were through the week. Yeah. I was never going to allow my work schedule to be impacted by this man. Right. Like that was not a thing for me. Right. And I'm not trying to date this man at all. Like I'm not trying to be, that's why when you were like, I'm not interested in doing this. I was like, then we're not interested in doing it because you're like, no, like you should still meet up with him. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be on like a date with a straight guy. Like that's what so much of this experience has clarified for me is that while I do enjoy dick, I am not trying to date a man in general. A cis dick, no, like, no.
I think straight is a thing too.
Straight, like, literally like a straight, no. Okay, but so.
The guys we've enjoyed fucking the most are queer.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm just putting that together now. I've exclusively been with queer people. Yeah, yeah, no, but not that. And so he's like all through the week trying to be like he was guilting me all week whenever I would like be slow to respond to him. I was like, bitch, I will hit you at the end of my workday if I fucking feel like it. You are confused. Either that or you need to tighten the strap because like I'm not going to be out here just subbing to somebody who needs this That's much right. preparation. Are you joking? You were confused. Like, so then that was the other thing. When shit finally popped off with him,
yeah,
that was the main thing that came to me was like, this guy needs to be mothered. He is desperately asking to be mothered. So I'm gonna be out here in a scene with him needing to mother him from the bottom. And like, I'm good. Like, period. I'm good. Anyway, please.
I mean, because yes, that kink. Yes, that dynamic of mothering. Like, even from the bottom, whatever.
I love
when you agree
it.
To it,
I
when you can talk mothering. About it like that.
If you're saying
being a bitch baby talking about you're a dom,
you said, no, literally, I'm like, you said you're a dom. I'm not saying, and you said that you do not sub. That's another thing. I asked him from Jump Street. So you're having this like very, I mean, I was aroused by the things that y'all were talking about.
Yeah, it's a game.
So I'm not feeling it like a game. Yeah. I'm like, we're uncovering ourselves. We're taking our clothes off for one another. So like, you need to show me who you are. So he and I were having like a pretty deep conversation about a variety of shit going on in our lives. And he was talking, I asked him, when did you become a daddy? Have you always been a daddy? Like, when did this come for you? And the information that he gave and also other information about his life and who he is, I was like, okay, I get the impression that you are seeking power from, like, you don't feel a sense of power in other parts of your life. And so in this part of your life, you would like to experience power. I feel that. I got you. I don't know if maybe I'm thinking of this in too binary of terms.
I just am feeling like I need a neon sign like above our house that says don't date us.
Why this fucking podcast? Is that what's coming up?
Oh man. No, I just feel like anybody's analyzing. No, I just mean the way we're analyzing it, I guess. I just feel like if I was that person, I'd be like, fuck. Don't date those bitches.
We're not talking. No.
I don't think you shouldn't. This is what this podcast is about. I'm just noticing. I just want to notice. That's all.
But we date each other. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like we're artists, but I guess that's
I'm sure. I'm just saying, remember when I told you one time, if I don't want my shit in your books, then I need to not speak around a writer. You know what I mean? It just happens. You gotta be flattered. I don't know. We're spending all this time talking about this guy. He impacted us.
Really? Literally. You know what I mean? I think the world of him in a larger sense. But so, okay. He's like,
do you love our lessons?
Yeah. Okay, but so we get to the weekend. It's Saturday, Judgment Day. we were fighting all day. I don't even remember.
Nothing. I was fighting myself for not just saying I'm not doing this.
Totally.
I was angry with myself and didn't know how or what or why. I talked about it as a volcanic eruption.
It was. Oh my God.
I feel like the heat volcanic inside of me that was unwilling to do this was getting hotter and hotter and hotter, and then it just fucking exploded.
If you're an Aries, it was a full Aries.
If you're an Aries, don't look at the camera.
If you're dating an Aries, it was a full Aries moment.
Don't look at the screen.
But the thing about what's wrong?
No, I was just like, if you're an Aries, don't look at me.
The thing about the Aries fire is that it is contagious. And so then it's like, I had the fire too. And this is the thing about this guy also. So 2 days prior to that, Thursday and Friday, I had been not responsive to him in the way that I had been before. And he'd had so much attitude with me about it.
And that was a big part of my turnoff. I was like, you got one. How are you going to get two for the price of one and not be satisfied?
He's so fucking greedy.
Yeah.
And also, I think probably fat phobic. It was a whole other thing.
Yeah. That's the other thing. When you meet up for this kind of kinky shit, I'm learning. This is me. And this is just my analysis. Don't tell me I'm wrong. I feel like it's like you don't have to necessarily be physically attracted to the person because you're attracted to this quality that they're offering. Mm. But I'm like, I want to fuck if you want to fuck. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to. I'm not some middle school fat girl who thinks nobody's ever gonna fuck her, so she'll take whatever comes along. But I'm not now.
I identify that. I hold that badge on my Girl Scout, on my fucking Queer Scouts.
Yeah, I burned mine. I had it. I just let it go, you know?
Okay. So you're like, I don't want to meet up with him. I was upset because I did want to meet up with him, but then he was upset because we had not been responding to him all day because we were fighting.
That's right. That's so true. We had been fighting since very, very early in the morning, 4 a.m. I mean, early in the morning. Wake up, start fighting, don't stop fighting. Meanwhile, we're still also planning his arrival the whole time.
Where you told him we were going to make him an early dinner, and this is actually this is where shit popped up.
I didn't say you had to make that fucking chicken. The whole time you're making the chicken, I'm like, Jessamine, can I please just go? Get food, go to Costco, put something in the oven.
Oh my God.
Change the plan. Orders,
I was having a
cancel.
Full Virgo moment. Mm-hmm. Literally, oh my God. Because it was just the time was running out.
And I was the fuck out of that brined ass chicken. How did you manage to make the most delicious chicken? On earth. I've never had a better chicken.
What engaged the spirit of Julia Child at the last minute. But the thing was, he was so pissed that no one had been responding to him all day on the group text.
Because we were fighting about responding to him.
But so this is what happened though. Because you had made you were playing a game and you had made some you said already you've been playing
well,
a game.
Remind
and
me.
You said you told him a couple things that were in question for what's going to happen. You told him there was going to be an early dinner.
And you told him
that we can I say this next part? What we were going to do? Okay.
Yeah. Fine.
That you were. No. This. No. He suggested that you should answer the door not wearing clothes.
I don't wear clothes.
No, but so then you're like, okay, that sounds fine. I never said I was not going to be wearing clothes.
I never said you were not going to be wearing clothes either.
Never. Ever. And it was never going to happen. So he literally.
This is cue and vogue. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it.
It was not a thing. But so he. No, okay. So he. You hit him up around the chicken time when we're like getting the chicken ready. And we're also fighting about not telling you how to cut the vegetables first. But that's what happened. Sure. So then you hit him up to be like, you know, we're really excited for you to come. But, you know, instead of, you were so diplomatic. Through everything you were saying to him, you were so diplomatic. You were like,
I was.
But, you know, I really like for us to meet. And, you know, just
so you know, you know, when you get here, we're going to go ahead and do a clothed dinner just to really talk about like boundaries and like consent, like what we're interested in. He was going to go to a concert. That's why he was in town. And then he was going to potentially come back. The whole idea for me was like we were going to meet, see if we wanted to get down. He was going to leave and then come back if he wanted to and never talk again if we didn't want to. That always has to be an option, you know. And
he did not care for that. He was like, oh, okay, so you're not going to talk to me for like 2 days. And then out of nowhere, you're going to make a decision without me and then be like, oh, that's okay. And so you're like, whoa. So maybe we should take a step back and like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no. And then he goes into all these full fucking 6-year-old at a birthday party. He's a Scorpio.
The Leo rising.
Make sure we put his ass out here like that. Anyway,
it informs why and how. No, literally, he's having this big reaction literally, in this very specific way.
Literally,
he's also a white man and feels entitled to things that are just confusing.
I think he was upset because he felt like we had not communicated with him, which I did not think was inaccurate. Like, I did think that we had not been responsive through the day. And then it is true that at the very last minute, we're now talking about, like, something that is slightly different than his perception, which, granted, I think his perception is skewed and very non-consensual and needs to be checked. But, and I also think that his emotion on the topic is unwarranted, ultimately. Like, you don't know us, and it's not unreasonable to want to be clothed upon meeting a stranger.
That's all
the
ridiculous.
Fact that you don't want that is a huge red flag.
That's
and
a
the
red
fact
flag,
that you can't even have conversation about it, it's an issue.
Misogyny would, though, let me tell you something, start the recorder at when he started getting upset. He got upset because I stopped talking to him because I didn't like what he was fucking saying. And as a woman, I feel like I'm entitled to be like, no, the record starts there. Where he stopped saying things that felt safe and good, I stopped being interested. And then he got mad. And then he didn't like what I was saying. And then he, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck you. I was raised by separatist lesbians, which entitles me to not have to give a shit what you think. I don't give a fuck what he thinks. I don't care. That wasn't my issue. The conflict for me came when you and I were having discord around the idea that you were wanting to be both polite and get dick down, both of which I respect immensely. I, however, was interested in neither with him specifically, and it had everything to do with being like, you're not entitled to talk to me after you've talked to me in a way that I don't like, and I've shut it down. It's over. And he was digging his fucking grave by feeling more entitled when I retreated a little bit. And if he had been like, yo, it seems like maybe you're retreating, is everything okay? Like, obviously this is a very special skill set to have, to be able to like engage with people this way and have it go well. You know what I mean? And I'm just saying, I feel like I didn't have it. And so I pulled back. I feel like he didn't have it. And the way it came across is that he didn't pull back. You know what I mean? That he didn't have any chill whatsoever. And, you know, we're out here desperate in a pandemic. Like, I understand that people, like, maybe are even behaving in ways that they wouldn't typically, because it is really hard right now. I'm learning from all these people I'm meeting. It's really hard to have any sense of security in much of anything. And I get that. And I agree. And I understand that. But we are all out here practicing yoga. Like, this is their yoga. This is my yoga. I would never have anybody hurt or feeling ignored or uncared for by me ever. That's not what I wake up in the morning trying to do. But when things go down and I retreat and try to protect myself and say very specifically, very directly, very compassionately, very carefully, all of the ways in which this could even still work. Because when you said I came back to him to talk, I was like, listen, I really want you to come over. This is just how that's going to go. Mm-hmm. And if his response is he can't respect that, he can't be okay with me doing that, then he's not welcome. And that's just true in my life. I mean, I think this is my yoga, because this is a moment in time when I didn't acquiesce. I could have so easily behaved as though everything that he was saying was fine with me. I've been in so many sex situations that I didn't want to be in, and I knew I didn't want to be in them, and I chose them anyway because, I don't know, I wanted to make the person happy or whatever. And that's just not good for me anymore. I'm just not doing that anymore. And I wish I had done it more gracefully. 100% I wish that. I wish I didn't have to fight with you about it. I wish I could have, on Wednesday night or Thursday when I was like kind of feeling not about it, I wish I could have said to you and him, actually, you guys, I hate this, but I gotta dip out. This isn't for me. Because that's how I was feeling. But I was scared to upset you. I didn't really want to upset this guy. Because, you know, there is a little bit of hope in me that's like, maybe I'm just having a bad day. Or like, maybe, you know, whatever. But as the days wore on, it was just like, no, my body wouldn't even let me do it. I was fighting with you for no reason at all. Because I just needed to explode the situation, basically, and make it not happen. And I didn't have the words for it. And I'm just like grateful for that experience, because now I have the words for it. I'm just not going to do it that way anymore. If I feel bad, I know what that feeling is now. I know what it is to say, I don't want to do this. I've never really known. I'm an Aries. I'll do whatever. So yeah, I was grateful for the opportunity to learn about how to trust myself and trust my gut in that way. And then just be able to communicate it in a way that doesn't hurt other people. Because I know that I hurt people's feelings this weekend, big time. It's not what I want. But I promise it wasn't in vain. I did learn so much about the world. Anyway, how are you? Sorry, I just talked a lot.
You're good. You're expressing yourself.
Maybe in a way that
I mean, I feel like I was definitely coming from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. I felt like there were ways that y'all had communicated that really didn't have anything to do with me. And I felt like he, on our group thread, there was a complete absence of communication from me, because at one point in the afternoon, my phone that this conversation was happening on stopped working. So like, I literally could not even, I hadn't been talking before, but I couldn't talk from that point. And he, when I saw the way that he was talking to you on your phone, I was like, I'm so good on this person. Yeah. Like, I do not need to, he does not need to come to our house. Like, that's my, I roasted a chicken. We can eat the chicken. I don't really care. Like, he does not need to come here. And he eventually said something about how, like, part of why he was upset was that only one of us was replying on the group thread. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? That's a fair point. And so I recorded a voice memo to him on your phone. And then after that, he was like way gentler, mm-hmm. and like was like being very, he was like, oh, well, you know, like, you know, I still want to meet up, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, I didn't say anything else, because I'm like, I mean, I'm good. Like, you need to be held in this, and I feel you. Mm-hmm. I don't have any interest in doing that. She's good. It seems like you're good, actually. So like, you know, whatever. Try again next time.
In hindsight, it does not have to be all that. It doesn't have to literally be anything like all of that. Mm-mm. That was just, whew.
It was,
you live and
lot.
You learn. You know what I mean? Yeah. We live life on the edge. We like really dabble in things other folks don't do. I feel like you go surfing, you hit a big wave, you almost die. You have to be on the beach being like, wow, yeah, I really went surfing like that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Yeah. Lesson learned. Absolutely fucking not. That was so fucking exhausting emotionally and spiritually. I'm like, I don't need none of it. And I haven't. I haven't been interested in absolutely anybody, anything. I haven't talked to anybody. I haven't been, ooh, I do not need it. I am not here for it. I would like to live my life quietly. I want to read a book or two. I've got so many podcasts to catch up on.
Literally.
Ooh, it was an important lesson. Ooh, I'm so grateful.
I love that.
And I also, other things that came out of it, though, I think that I don't want to overlook is that I think we learned a lot about each other. I definitely learned a lot about our relationship. And I want to be around you all the time because I like you, basically, you know, and you accept me in ways that other people, I just don't feel like it's even possible to accept me as much as you accept me. And so those things make me feel good.
You're,
and I
very
like
acceptable
to kick it with you. We also have a really great house. I like hanging here. It's getting better and better. We'll get a couch and y'all will never see me. and I'll be happy about it. But for now, no. I feel like this weekend really helped me understand how much spending too much time together actually can ruin a really good thing.
Absolutely.
And I feel like I really and genuinely wanted you to meet up with this guy who hit you up first, and y'all were psyched to kick it with each other, and y'all had a lot in common and wanted the same thing sexually. Like, I wanted to be able to bow out and you still do it. And I feel like us spending so much time together, we just get so used to being each other's person. You know, just lean on you. You'll just be there. Like, if I'm just bored, you'll be in the next room. I can come be like, bother you. You know what I mean? Which is great. I would never want it to change, but I do see that taking some space intentionally, even when we don't want it, is going to be helpful for my kind of attachment style, which is like, I could stitch my body into your body and be like, that'd be a better way, probably. You know what I mean? And that's not a better way. It's not.
I mean, I definitely felt at a certain point that you wanted me to meet up with him, like, so that I would be doing something else.
So that I could take space away from you?
Yeah.
No, it was I don't know, 100%. I don't need to say 100% because we're all influenced by all kinds of things all the time. But for me, I was perceiving a great deal more that I was feeling so bad for fucking up for putting, what do you say, salt in your shit?
Salt in my game.
Salt in your game. I was like, ma'am, I'm not trying to put no salt in your game. You go have fun with this gentleman. I was not A about it. And that was the reason I was quiet for 2 days about not being about it, because I wanted you to get your needs met and I didn't want to fuck that up for you. And that is the whole space taking things, like taking intentional space. I feel like so often I find myself in this position where I, by virtue of being here, I've like, I don't know, fucked up other people getting to be here with you or something. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, man, I live here. Can I just live here? You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, and I feel like I control where I'm gonna be and who I'm gonna be with, and that it really doesn't have anything to do with you. And as much as it is true that because when you are here, certain people are here less. That's true. And I don't have an issue with that. If I did, I would do something different.
Yeah.
But like, I don't have an issue with that. I like my life. I like what I choose to do. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like you with this guy, the three of us together was way more interesting to me than me with him solo. That's why I was apathetic. I told you, like, when he first hit me up and we were talking, I would only see it like when I would get on FetLife, which is like not that often overall. And like, I was slow to respond, not really that engaged.
Yeah, why can't you go back and remember? We don't always.
But then you got involved, and I'm like, okay, that's way hotter. This is something I'm like actually interested in. Let's please. And a lot of the ways that we were communicating with him through the week were really hot to me. And I was like, this is dope. But if it's just going to be me and him, like, there are sex things with cis dick that you are more interested in. Than I am. So that if you're not going to be there, I just feel like that's going to be a lot of work on me. And like, I don't feel like
it. It's true. I feel like we balance each other's strengths and weaknesses in some ways.
Yes.
We're doing group sex. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Strengths and weaknesses, whatever. Things you like, I don't like. Things I like, you don't like.
Yes, whatever. Literally. I mean, should we do an astro thought of the week?
Sure. Well, Mars and Venus are in Capricorn and Mercury's in Aquarius. I don't know what that means. To do with that astro thought of the week, my astro thought this week is that I don't look to astrology as often and as in depth as you do, and sometimes I feel like I could do more, and sometimes I feel like I don't need to. What do you think?
I don't think anybody needs to know about stuff they don't care about.
Sometimes I do care about it, I guess what I'm saying. Sometimes I don't. Today I feel like I am lacking the info.
I think I'm feeling a little bit sad about the way that we were just talking about how we spend time apart. And it's like, I feel like, I don't know. I think I feel silence on the show a little bit now. And I feel like I don't really know how to deal with that at this late date in the show. And I don't really care to, honestly. But as far as the astro thought of the week goes,
that's not good to leave that sun, there like that.
I don't want to continue. I don't know what else to say. And we're already 20 minutes over. It is Pisces season, which is cool. I think I've always kind of not cared about Pisces season, but I'm realizing the Pisces are like the best water sign in a lot of ways. Like they're the most, I was thinking of it the other day, is like the fish is always in the water. So the fish, the water being the emotional tides of our universe, fish live in water. So they have to breathe water and they're not concerned by it. They can find joy in the water. Whereas the rest of us are out here like, what the fuck? Like we're all in water. You're a fireball in water all the time. Like this is a lot. And the fish is like, this is amazing. I'm a crab in water sometimes, but also on land. And so trying to hold all of my stuff on my back at the same time. I just feel like Pisces season is like about dreaminess and like romanticism and love and like being like in pleasure. And I appreciate that. And yeah, Mars and Venus and Capricorn, of course. And Mercury in Aquarius is definitely what this whole being honest and conversation thing is coming from, at least for me, and being boundary breaking in that. So thanks, Mercury in Aquarius. You ready to get out of here?
Sure.
You sure?
No, I don't like that. I don't like that. I didn't like that drop.
I mean, we can keep talking pivot. About it off the
drop pivot.
Yeah, we keep talking about it off the mic. I just feel like we should let Kylie go.
Thanks, Kylie.
Thanks, Kylie. Have a good day, y'all. Good week.
Dear Jessamine is produced by Tenderfire Media. For more on our show, follow us on Spotify and Instagram at Dear Jessamine, or head over to our website, DearJessamine.com. If you're an Apple Podcast person, you can subscribe to our show. And while you're there, write us a review. They really help us out a lot. And they give you a place to let folks know how you feel about our show. Here's our team. Kylie C. Roberts is our editor/producer. Angel Foster and Naya Williams do our social media. Jamie Leppard draws our art. And Fruit Snack plays our theme song. Montez Mickles is our director of production. Anna Rooney is my chief of staff. Amber Richardson is Ash's chief of staff. Ash Danger Phoenix is my co-host and co-producer. And I am Jessamine Stanley. And we believe that no one should be in jail for weed.
Tenderfire.
Drop page.